Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Wipeout Wednesday and Thursday Surf Report. Hey, we have strong onshore winds kicking up a washing machine kind of conditions across the coast today. Tomorrow on Thursday, the strong onshore winds are going to continue along with the wind swell. North of Daytona might see a little tamer winds in the mid-teens, so there might be a few workable sections up north if you're in the right spots and you're not too picky. But hey, it looks like that low pressure area, again, it's non-tropical, but this time of the year for something this big, low pressure heading over the state's kind of weird. But it's going to bring us a stormy day pretty much from the entire state on Thursday. Looking ahead, Friday we have a wind shift to the north and eventually northwest towards the very, very end of the day as an area of high pressure starts to settle in. Winds are going to die down a bit for Saturday, still being mostly northwest in most spots, and there should be some decent leftovers in the water. Now, winds are going to back off even more for Sunday, and there may be a few smaller but cleaner waves left. If you're looking to paddle out on Friday, you might want to check out the South Florida Surf Report. Looks like we're going to have some decent conditions just south of Palm Beach County. So, hey, I'll be back for the Foam Ball Friday Surf Report, and I'll let you know what I see going on down south there. It all depends on if this low kind of moves a little more north or a little more south when it goes over the state. But hey, until then, be sure to check the cams. That's always the best way to know what's going on in your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, thanks so much for checking out Surf Guru.